This is The Matter at Hand, a wide range of discussion of contemporary issues and topics. Here's your host for today's program, Larry Wyden.
Welcome to this edition of The Matter at Hand on WGRC. Do we have a treat for you today, or do we have a treat? Yeah, it's Christmas time. It's time for some treats, isn't it? Well, we're gonna hear from George Washington this morning in a very interesting way. Back in 1842, there was a biography of the life of George Washington. It was written by Anna C. Reed. Yeah, you heard me correctly. It was first published in 1842 by the American Sunday School Union. It's a unique, faith-filled look at George Washington's life from his childhood to his final moments. And, of course, George Washington, known as the father of our country, the father of the United States. And New Leaf Publishing Group has published this again. And from New Leaf Publishing, the assistant editor, Craig Froman, joins us this morning. Craig, good morning.
Good morning to you, Larry. So good to be with you today.
And thank you. You are there in a place that probably many of our listeners have not heard about, Green Forest, Arkansas. Must be a delightful place.
Population just a little under 3,000 out here, but a beautiful, beautiful place.
Yeah, to have a name like Green Forest, it must be. I mean, do you literally have a lot of woodland there?
All around us, actually, yes. It is a beautiful country. Driving into work every morning is quite different from where I was just a little over a year ago, where it was all traffic. Here it's all trees. So it's very nice.
Yeah, Green Forest, Arkansas was green before it was popular to be green.
That's right.
Now, is Green Forest, is that close to the Ozarks, or is it in the Ozark area?
Yes, actually we are in the Ozarks. We're just about 20 minutes from Eureka Springs, which has got the Passion Play out here, and from Branson, we're just about an hour away, so that's just over the Missouri border there. But it is, it's a wonderful, wonderful place out here.
Yeah, the Ozarks encompass territory not only in Arkansas but Missouri, so it's in
that's
two
right,
states.
That's right.
Yeah, you mentioned Branson, of course. It's funny how everybody knows where Branson, Missouri is, and probably that had at one time less population than Green Forest, Arkansas.
It's still only about 5,000. I think they're in Branson too.
Yeah.
So
5,000.
Yeah, that's quite a town to visit.
Yeah, 5,000 permanent residents, some entertainers, and a lot of visitors.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. About $5 million a year, I think. At least that was the last I'd heard.
Yeah. Craig, now you've been at New Leaf only relatively a short time, what, a year or so?
Yes, just a little over a year. Came just before Christmas last year.
Now, New Leaf has actually an interesting approach to some of the things. We've had other guests on who have been published by New Leaf. I ask this because I think it's helpful to understand why this life of George Washington, something that was originally published back in 1842, why you did this. But give us a little idea of the vision and the mission of New Leaf Publishing.
Oh, yes, we're definitely a Christian publisher, and we like to, really, we have what are called three imprints. We have a New Leaf Press imprint that focuses on our more kind of your classic pastoral works and encouraging works for Christian living. We have Master Books, which is an imprint of ours that focuses on creationism and really going against the tide of evolution and such. We have a lot of books by Ken Ham, a name that's, I know, very familiar with a lot of Christians, and that's kind of its focus. We've started creating a lot of homeschool curriculum through that particular imprint. And then Attic Books is fairly new, actually, and its kind of slogan is classic reference and educational books from before the 20th century. So we have things like Flavius Josephus, Pilgrim's Progress, that are reprints, such as this Life of Washington. And we're very careful with what we pick for those particular books, but just love what's coming through the Attic Book line.
Yeah, if you have a copy of this, which I do in my hand here in the back, the imprint there is Attic Books, and people can get more information on the others. You know, you mentioned Josephus, you mentioned the Pilgrim's Progress, and a lot of other stuff. Check it out at attic.com. attic-books. That's attic-books.net. You can find out a lot more what is available through New Leaf Publishing Group in this particular imprint. And, of course, if you go to New Leaf itself, NLPG, that's NLPG.com, you can find out all the resources that they have available. Craig Froman is with us this morning, assistant editor at New Leaf, and we're going to chat with him about the life of Washington. This that was originally published back in 1842 by the American Sunday School Union, and we'll have that conversation when we continue.
On WGRC.
And we continue with Craig Froman, assistant editor with New Leaf Publishing Group, and our focus during the time we have with him this morning is the life of George Washington. Now, it's called Life of Washington by Anna C. Reed. This was originally published in 1842 by the American Sunday School Union. Craig, one of the things that caught my attention, of course, among other things with this particular work, is the fact that the American Sunday School Union was the original publisher of this. I find that amazing.
Yes, it is rather interesting. I know that it was commissioned, even though it was for Sunday school. A lot of times back then, Sunday school really was just what the name suggests. Mm-hmm. It was a time to take kids that a lot of them either worked during the weekday, they could not read and such, and so they brought them in on Sundays to teach them how to read, and this was something, because it was such an interesting character builder, because of Washington's life, they were able to utilize that as a means to say, here was this person that even at the time of this publication, less than 50 years after Washington's death, people still had such high regard for him and for his Christian life and his living that they wanted their children to emulate his life. And so, yeah, it is rather interesting. It was done by a Sunday school organization.
Why did New Leaf, under the imprint of Attic Books, what was it that caught the attention of the people there to do this particular work by Anna Reed?
We actually had some people go out to their offices. The American Sunday School Union is now American Missionary Fellowship, and they invited several of the people here to go out to Philadelphia, to go through their library. This one stood out, I think, because it really does show such a dynamic influence on George Washington's life. And with so many revisionist histories being written now, to go back to what is really more of an original document by eyewitness accounts that filter throughout this book, it shows a real different side to Washington than what you get in biographies that are coming out today. I just happened to look up an article on Wikipedia just to see what would it show, because a lot of people reference that online. So little at all is mentioned of his Christian life. Mm-hmm. Very, just one segmented part is called his religious life, and it really waters down what this book shows is something that carried with him every single day. His life was influenced by prayer and his reading of the scriptures, and just a real dynamic difference.
I know that and a lot of times when we read things of the founders and those who were significant people in establishing the United States, of course, George Washington called the father of the nation, father of the country. If you read some of the things that do not get, I guess, edited out, such as the source that you just mentioned, and in other school books and so forth, you find that George Washington, he did not always just talk about God in that generic term, but he referenced the Lord Jesus Christ in many of his works and his prayers and so forth.
Yes, that really stood out to me as I went through this book and realized that page after page has quotes, direct quotes from him, from people that were there with him, and letters as well that he wrote that showed this real dynamic character, and that his life seemed truly touched by the Lord, because he was very humble. His character showed an honesty, again, that people, even nearly 50 years after his death, still highly regarded him. And a lot of those people, most likely as younger people, would have known of him or had family that knew of him directly. So it's very important to see that, yes, he he really showed this life. There was a whole page in here of different accounts of people that saw him go out daily to pray. One man that had run across him in the woods and silently slipped away. He didn't want to bother him, but he heard him praying in the woods, and that was something that he did every single day. And that to me was so powerful to read.
You mentioned, of course, the revisionists of the history, and you just wonder what goes into the thinking of those who rewrite or write a lot of significant things out of history, especially as it relates to the founding of our nation. What's the feeling you have? What is going on, and why? You know, in schools, public schools in particular, they're not getting the full picture. They're not getting the total story.